A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Rosh Hashanah Yud Dalid Amud Aleph, Rosh Hashanah 14a, pagination page 27, towards the bottom of the page, about eight lines up at the end of a line. We're quoting from the Mishnah, which told us, first Mishnah of the Masechta, Be'echad B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah La'ilon. On the first of Shvat is Rosh Hashanah for trees. There was a dissenting opinion. That's the opinion of Beis Shammai. Anybody help me? What's the dissenting opinion? When is the Rosh Hashanah for trees?
The
15th, Tu B'Shvat. Good? Okay, that's Beis Hillel is Tu B'Shvat. So the Gemara needs to address an important question before we start dissecting these two opinions. And that important item is three lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, Afal piv sharov tekufa mi bachutz. Even though I understand that most of the season, winter, is still yet to come. The Gemara is really blunt about it. I know that this Tu B'Shvat or Echad B'Shvat is in the dead of winter. Don't let that bother you. Ho'el v'yatzu rov gishmei shana, because most of the rain has already happened. What do we mean? The rain is what causes the nutrition, the vibrancy to the tree. And since most of the rain that's going to come has already happened, apparently it has already been infused with its life potential to blossom, even though you won't see any blossoms yet in the dead of winter. Says Rashi, Va'ola hasraf la'ilanos. The sap is already rushing in the tree. Internally, it's all systems go. It's ready to go. Sap, not Shabbos announcement page. Sap inside the tree. And therefore, that's the cutoff. Because anything that happens after this time is considered a new blossoming, a new year. The case that I'd like to focus on is Rabbi Akiva's Esrig. Rabbi Akiva picked an Esrig just at this time of year, Shvat, and the Talmidim watched him behave in a certain way, which became a precedent, a question as to why Rabbi Akiva was behaving in that way. Tanu Rabbanan, one line from the bottom. We learned, Maisa b'Rabbi Akiva, there was a story with Rabbi Akiva, Shalikeit Esrig be'echad b'Shvat. He picked an Esrig on the first of Shvat. Now we understand, what's the first of Shvat? What's its status? According to Beis Shammai, it's the first of the new year. According to Beis Hillel, nothing. Nothing happened. Okay? V'nohag bo shnei isurin, and he purposely gave two types of meiser, because it was the second year, going into the third year. So the second year is meiser sheni, that you keep for yourself and you eat in Yerushalayim. The third year is meiser ani, you have to give it to the poor people. So Rabbi Akiva took both types of meiser, because he was unsure. Should I paskin like Beis Hillel? Should I paskin like Beis Shammai? Is this the new year? Is this the old year? Tosfos wonders how you can give two maisers. How does that work? You take off one maiser and then you give a second maiser? How do you do such a thing? So Tosfos says that he first takes off maiser sheni. He redeems maiser sheni onto coins, which you're allowed to do. Because the pasuk says, "Vitzarto hakesef," you transfer the value of the Maaser Sheni onto coins and then bring the coins to Yerushalayim. Now he has the same tenth produce available for himself to eat if he wants to, because it's the coins that have the Maaser Sheni holiness. And then he takes those fruits, which he could really eat himself, and now he gives it to the poor people as Maaser Ani. And like this, he's covered himself on both fronts. What a lot of work to do for one Esrig. He picked an Esrig and he gave two types of Meiser. This is Rabbi Akiva who did it. Top of Amud Beis, Echad Kedivrei Beis Shammai. He's giving one portion according to Beis Shammai, who holds that on Rosh Chodesh Shavat we've already entered the new year. In his case, the third year of the seven-year cycle. Ve'echad Kedivrei Beis Hillel, and one according to the opinion of Beis Hillel, that nothing changed and you're still in the old year. And the second year is Maaser Sheni, not Maaser Oni. Okay. This is the simple way to understand Rabbi Akiva, that it's all based on our Mishnah. There's a Beis Shammai, there's a Beis Hillel. He's picking on a critical day, and we don't know how to assess that day. Should we assess it like Beis Shammai, assess it like Beis Hillel? So he gave two times Maaser. The Gemara continues and says there's an alternative way to understand what Rabbi Akiva was doing. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, Lo minig Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel nohag bo. This wasn't about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Ela minig Rabban Gamliel v'Rabbi Eliezer nohag bo. The real issue here is a different machlokes, a machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. What's the machlokes? The Tanan we learned. Esrig is very unique. Esrig is dor meishana, dor ba'ilan meishana l'shana. It stays on the tree from year to year. You could leave it there and it'll continue to grow. It's not like most fruit that will drop off at a certain point because they're overripe. The Gemara in Sukkah, in fact, says that that's why it's called a pre-eitz hadar. The word hadar doesn't just mean beautiful. The Gemara says it means dor. It dwells. It'll stay on the tree. And that's unique about the esrig. There's words in the Mefarshim as well that the esrig is unique because the esrig will precede the leaves of the next year. Usually fruit comes after the leaves. But in this case, it's possible for the fruit to precede the leaves. Esrig is a unique fruit. The question by esrig, as we'll see inside in a second, is, do you follow chanata when it blossoms, like other fruit, which could be a few years ago, for all we know? Certainly, you could come up with a case like that. Rabbi Wollin told us that in Florida, they had esrig trees, presumably they still do, esrig trees that have very, very large esrogim, because they're not miyuchasim. We don't know if they haven't been grafted. We don't know if they're an authentic esrig tree. And therefore, no one picks them for the mitzvah. And therefore, they sit and they grow and they grow and they grow. If you follow chanata like other trees, then you're following a time in the past. Or, according to one shita, which is the way we paskin, you follow likita, the way it's picked, the time that it's picked. Because when it's finally picked, that's what we're going to follow for Maisris. So the Mishnah says, Esrig shovel lo ilon begimel derachim. An esrig is comparable to a tree in three ways. For la yerek bederach echad, but it's compared to vegetables in regard to one type of halacha. Shovel lo ilon begimel derachim. We compare it to a tree in three ways. La orla, the first 3 years of produce you can't use. For la revai, the fourth year of produce you eat in Yerushalayim. For la shavias, and that it follows the laws of shavias, the Shemitah year. Vela yerek bederech echad, but it follows vegetables in one regard. Shabashas lekitaso isuro divi Rabbi Gamliel. That based on when you pick it, that's when you give its maaser. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Esrig shava le'ilon l'chol davar. Rabbi Eliezer holds you should follow tree rules by Esrig for everything, even regarding its maaser, and you should follow the chanata, the time when it blossomed. So Rabbi Akiva, according to the second approach, had nothing to do with Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It had to do with a different machlokas regarding an esrig tree itself, not the new year for trees. It's a very unique thing to esrig trees. Do you follow when it blossomed, which could be a while back, or do you follow when you picked? And therefore, Rabbi Akiva went ahead and gave two maisris. The Gemara over here asks a phenomenal question, which we'll just do briefly. The Gemara asks, "Umi avdinon ketrei chumri?" If you have Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, which was the original mainstream way to understand Rabbi Akiva's behavior, that it happened on Rosh Chodesh Shavat, and he was not sure whether he should follow Beis Shammai, that it is the new year, or he should follow Beis Hillel, that it's not the new year. So he gave two maisris. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to do that. You're not supposed to be noe ketrei chumri, like two stringencies, and approach them both. You should follow either Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai, and we who paskin like Beis Hillel, Rabbi Akiva should have just paskin like Beis Hillel, and it would have been done. Why is he being machmer like this and accommodating Beis Shammai's shita? And the Gemara gives an amazing answer. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Akiva was not sure, gamrei istapikle, in his learning, he was unsure, v'lo yoda, he didn't know, ibis hilul be'echad b'shvat, ibitu b'shvat. He didn't know which shita was Rabbi Akiva's. He didn't remember the text of this Mishnah. Isn't that an amazing answer?
He didn't remember which shita.
Which was which one? Remember, in their time, they did not have Mishnayos written. They had their notes or their memory. And Rabbi Akiva, at the moment that he was doing this, did not remember whether it was Beis Hillel who said the first of Shvat, or it was Beis Shammai who said the first of Shvat. Rabbi Akiva wanted to paskin like Beis Hillel, the Gemara answers, but he wasn't sure which one is Beis Hillel. What an amazing resolution to explain this story of Rabbi Akiva. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.